Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT on FM News 101.
Hey everybody, welcome to Barbecue Nation and the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT, along with Hitman Court. It's the end of July, or almost the end of July, and what's on your plate, or your schedule, I should say, for now and the end of the month? Got 2 weekends left, I guess. We got today's guest, Jesse Henry. I always screw up somebody's name right at the beginning. He's from Move the Chains Barbecue, but not only is he a good barbecue guy, he's a golf guy too. That's how he made the cut on this week's show. You know, he comes in. He's a golf course superintendent. He's played professional golf, comes highly recommended. So we're gonna talk to Jesse here in a minute, and later on we've got the Jimmy. Remember the Jimmy?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. The Jimmy's a good guy. We're gonna figure out why they call him that though. He's gonna be in our last segment. Maybe we'll make him tell us today.
There we go. He would not last time he was on.
No, he refuses to say it in public.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's from the Smoking Down the Highway crew on the event that's coming up in Sublimity next week, which is, we've pumped it a few times here on the show, and it's on the website. And actually, Jesse's going to be cooking in that competition down there. So we're going to be doing that. Hitman and I, of course, will be discussing politics and global warming and boiled tofu during the breaks. And so let's get at it right now. Welcome to the show, Jesse.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Excited to be here.
How did you, let's get a little historical perspective here. How did you get into barbecuing?
Well, being in Oregon, there isn't much barbecue around. So we grew up, cooking in the backyard. My grandparents are from Oklahoma, so they kind of brought the barbecue history and a love for head country sauce to Oregon. So I kind of grew up with that in the family. We tailgated at duck games, pretty good eats doing that stuff. And then there was a local competition down the street from our house, and one year we decided to enter and haven't looked back.
That's cool. So your relatives, your grandparents and stuff came from Oklahoma?
Yes.
So don't take this personally, but we had a big discussion about this in one of the first shows. What is the legal limit for leaving mayonnaise out in the sun in Oklahoma? I said 3 days, so...
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
Well, because I've worked in Oklahoma a lot. So anyway, if you're listening in Oklahoma on a podcast, sorry, but it is true. Anyway, so now you do, you're moving the chains. You're a competitive barbecuer. You move around the different competitions when you're not doing your day job at the golf course. What's your big secret? What's your big competitive edge? What do you do that's special?
I don't sleep. So with all the work and the barbecue and it's a grinder in the summer, but it's a passion for barbecue and putting out quality food. So that's probably the biggest thing that I have is a passion for putting out quality meat and quality product and learning how it all works together, from the smoke, the rub, the sauce. You know, how that all blends together and putting out the best product I can each week.
You have any favorites? What's your favorite? You're going to get, believe me, later in the show, you're going to get the lightning round. So I'm not going to tip too many questions here that way. But what's your favorite to cook?
I like cooking all four meats. Each competition you turn in four meats. It's smoked chicken, usually chicken in a form of chicken thighs. Then you do pork ribs, either St. Louis or baby back ribs, and then you do pork shoulder, pulled pork, and then there's a little piece in there you slice up, and then also beef brisket. So we do all the four of the meats, and I like the blend of all four, doing all four. We're pretty well known for our brisket. We've won some major national awards on that, and we're pretty good at all of them.
Tell us about the awards you won. I know you've done some. You're on the Kansas City circuit. and you've got some championships there.
Yeah, we've won 11 grand championships in the last few years. Last year, we cooked at the Jack Daniel's World Championships in Lynchburg, Tennessee. We took second in the world in brisket, missing first place by half a point. So that was pretty close. And then we also cooked at the American Royal this last year, where we took 11th in ribs. And that's at the World Series of Barbecue in Kansas City.
Do you get any Jack Daniel's on the side back there?
Yeah, they do. They give each team, when you show up, they give you a little bottle of Jack, and then and also when you win an award, they give you a pint of Jack. So it is fun. And what's funny about that whole county, it's one of the world's biggest distilleries, but it's a dry county, so you can't buy anything there.
Yeah,
you know, so unless you take the distillery tour and then buy stuff in the gift shop, but you can't go to the store and get anything, so you have to bring your own.
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time in Oldham County up in Kentucky. Same thing. You know, it was a dry county. You had to go across the line into Prospect to get to the liquor store.
Yeah, they call it the wettest dry county around.
How do you prep for one of those big competitions? I mean, I came from a competitive horse background and did it for a long, long time. And it was not just the daily practice or repetition of the training with the horse, but then to prep for a show to get you, the competitor, up, as well as, mine was a little different. You're cooking meat, I was riding a horse. But how do you mentally get up to go do a competition? Does it become mundane, or do you just have to get yourself psyched and get in that competitive mode to go do this?
Well, I think cooking the World Championships is its own deal. It's you're kind of excited and jacked up to cook that anyway. I think the key for those events, the bigger events, is actually to calm yourself down, is to kind of get back and get in more of a comfortable zone, and not get too excited, not get too hyper, because you don't want to miss any details. I guess where the rubber meets the road is in the small details. And if you're too excited, if you're too hyper or whatever, you're going to miss something or you're going to overlook something. And so, you know, you get all your preparation throughout the season, so you try and hone in your process by the time you get there.
And you've got it. Now you have a team?
Yeah, it's my wife and I.
Okay. And she puts up with all this?
Yes, last year I got her an RV. So we can travel around and visit a lot of these places, and she has a nice place where she can be and not get dirty. And but she's a real big part of the team. She's got a better palate and a better taster than I do, so she's able to kind of put me back on where we're online as far as where we need to be for our flavors.
You develop your own rubs, your own sauces?
We've done that in the past, but we've gotten to the point where we get a lot of sponsors, so I use a lot of commercial rubs right now.
Sure.
And a lot of that, you're doctoring up anyway, kind of to get to what you want, and a lot of layers. So there's a ton of good commercial products out there.
Right. That's kind of what I thought, because I know people will ask me, how do I make, like, my barbecue sauce? And I'll say, start with the brown stuff on the shelf. And then you can just add to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think, you know, there's a lot of good bases there and stuff. So you want to be able to, you know, add your favorite flavors to that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Sweet Baby Ray's as far as a decent base product.
No, it's the number one selling sauce in the country.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with that. Do you have a particular company of like, if you're going to do beef brisket, do you have, or do you just buy one off the shelf, so to speak?
Right now, because we're buying a pretty high end meat, we use a lot of Wagyu or prime briskets or above. So I go through a meat wholesaler in at Columbia Empire Meats here in town, and they do a great job selecting meat for me, calling you know, it's different meat producers for what I want.
Sure.
And they do a great job pulling briskets for me.
Oh, yeah. It's funny you say that, because I'm going to go pick up a case of brisket after the show today for to work on some new recipes for the TV and stuff. Is this bring you a lot of joy I mean, and the reason I ask that real quickly, because we've got less than a minute left till we go to break, but I think a lot of competitors get in this, and after you do it so many years, it becomes a little redundant, but do you still get some real joy and happiness out of doing this, or is it just because you like to do it?
I love doing it, and it's a great time, and, you know, and we can talk about this later, but I really enjoy the competitive atmosphere, and the people that you barbecue with on the circuit make it a fun event.
Cool. We'll be back with Barbecue Nation and Jesse Henry from Moving the Chains right after this. Don't go away.
New York is everything they say, and no place that I'd rather be.
It's full-flavored radio. Barbecue Nation with JT on FM News 101.
All right, welcome back to Barbecue Nation on, what are we, the Radio Northwest Network. How about that? Well, I got that right for once. I'm JT with Court Hitman Johnson, and we've got Jesse Henry, competitive barbecue guy and champion, world champ. Are you a world champion yet?
No, not a world champion.
Okay, you'll get there, though.
We're trying. We'll get there.
We'll get there. Real quick, I want to say a couple howdies to some of our affiliates, KPNW in Eugene and KLBM in LeGrand, and KWVR way up in Enterprise, elk hunting country up there. Also, Joy Harrington, football star, you know, Portland guy, all that stuff, U of O. I always feel weird about that because I actually graduated from Oregon State, so I'm kind of outnumbered here, so I keep a low profile. Anyway, Joy's Harrington Family Foundation are going to hold their second annual Great Summer Chef Off next Saturday out on Sovies Island. They do scholarships and for high school students and stuff. So you go to his website, go to the Harrington Family Foundation, and it'll tell you all about it. It costs about $125 to get into the party, but it's great barbecue. Several chefs will be there doing it, and live music. They raised about $45,000 last year for their foundation. That's pretty good. So we are back now with my man Jesse here. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty, because we've got the hard diehards listening to the show too, but you know, and you use a smoker from what, Yoder stoves?
Yeah, Yoder smokers.
Okay,
they're out of Kansas.
And tell us how this all works for you.
Well, it's a custom built trailer that they built for me. I told them what I wanted and went through Sam's Northwest Barbecue down in Sherwood there. And he's a dealer, and they came up with this design that has a custom Frontiersman, which is a 84 inch stick burner on mm-hmm. one side, and it's got a big enough door I can put whole hogs into, and then on the other side of the trailer is a YS-1500 pellet cooker. So I, you know, had them build that for me, slap it on a trailer so I can tow it around. I can do caterings, I can do competitions, or cook at home if I want.
You come with your own grill. I like
yes,
that.
Yes, have meat. I got the grill.
Yeah. When you're at a competition, do they expect you to use local hardwoods or anything? Are there, you ever run into that? If you're, you know, for example, if you're in Kentucky, you're going to get different wood than you are here in Oregon. Are there ever any restrictions on that for you?
Not competition-wise. There is traveling state to state. They'll always stop you. But I always kind of tell them, they always ask if you have firewood. And typically, I always have cooking wood. So mm-hmm. it's different. It's all kiln dried. And I try to use the same source for wood. There's two sources I actually use, but... because you want to know how the wood's going to act. You want to know the consistency of each wood. You don't want to just show up not have any wood, and then somebody drops off a bunch of wood that's been, you know, rained on for, sure. you know, a month, or just cut it down or whatever. You want to make sure it's dried and has a good burn so you can get a hot burn. I don't like wet wood, so I like to cook really, especially with a stick burner, use really hot heat.
Absolutely. So how do you prepare your briskets?
So a brisket, let's do a competition brisket. Basically, I'll start on Tuesday night. I'll take it out. I've picked it out, and I've aged it for about 45 days in my fridge. a nice cold fridge, like a beer fridge or whatever. It's got beer and beef in it. So it's a,
hey, you're in heaven.
Pretty much. So I'll pull one out, select one, for the contest, depending on the size of the contest is which brisket I pick. I pick the bigger, better ones for the bigger contest, and the smaller ones, I might pick a smaller brisket. But, typically it's been sitting in my fridge aging for 45 days and then I'll start trimming them up. It's funny. By the time you get done, I remove a lot of the fat off the point, and try to expose as much meat surface as possible, and then get it to where it almost looks like a Lego piece, to where it is squared up, and then so it cooks evenly. So there's no humps on it. There's there's no fat end, thin end. It's all one size.
Because you don't have to do a presentation with the whole piece, do you? You just present your samples.
Right. You take it. Why it's important to have one size piece is because you want that thing to cook evenly, because you're slicing from the middle of it and you're taking about six or seven pieces, or eight, putting them in a 9x9 styrofoam box and presenting that to judges. So you want all those to be uniform. So that's why your sides are even and even.
Yeah. Okay. Now, tri-tips. You do tri-tips?
Yes.
Okay. I love tri-tips. Yeah. These people who are listening to the show are going to get sick of me talking about tri-tips, but how do you prepare those?
Tri-tips, the same way. I'll remove, I'll go to Costco and get some good tri-tips. I got great meat there, and then I'll trim a little bit of the fat off there, and I'll season it about an hour or two before I get ready to smoke it, and I'll... put a nice either Santa Maria rub on there or just a salt and pepper, and then I'll smoke it on low, talking about 225 degrees for about an hour and a half, and then until it gets about the internal temp of 125, then I'll pull it off, and then I'll crank up a hot heat grill to 500, and I'll sear on both sides.
Yeah, I believe Stephen called that reverse searing.
Yes.
Well, I've been doing it that way for 25 years.
Right.
So
it's not like the same thing new, but it just seemed to be catching on. I actually cook that way with steaks and burgers. I mean, it works great. It keeps everything juicy. You get high heat all the time, it melts out all that fat and the flavor. So you need to kind of cook everything a little bit lower, slower, and then get the nice crust at the end.
Yeah, I did that last night actually on my Primo with some tri-tips. I stripped some out, little steaks. Same thing. Did that at the end, then went over the gas. And we were done.
Yeah, it works great. Yeah. And then you don't get anything burned. You don't burn up anything. Everyone's like, why is that, all chewy and stuff? Well, because you've been cooking on 500 degrees for 20 minutes.
Yeah. I've never understood that. I know some of the sales points are, this can get up to, 15,000 degrees centigrade for searing purposes. Great. But there's not going to be anything left in the meat or no flavor
exactly. Like
that. It's a tough deal. We're going to talk about... chicken and a couple of things when we come back from the break with Jesse here. Don't go away. You're listening to Barbecue Nation on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. That's true.
It's Barbecue Nation with Jeff Tracy.
Welcome back to Barbecue Nation on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. It's me and the Hitman, and we've got Jesse Henry in the studio with us. By the way, did I ever tell you about my cashew-crusted salmon recipe?
No.
I've had it on the list to talk about it for like a month now.
Yeah, please do, because I'm getting tired of my same old salmon recipe that I do.
Okay.
It's pretty basic.
Yeah.
Olive oil, salt and pepper, a little garlic.
That's pretty basic, but it works.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, when the salmon's good, it's good. But I'd love to spice it up a little bit.
Okay, well, what you do with this is you take your salmon fillet, and I always cook mine just skin side down. I don't flip it. I do that because when I take it off, Jesse's over here nodding his head, is because you can run your spatula or whatever you've got under between the skin and the meat of the salmon, and you can lift the whole thing off, and it looks really cool, and you don't have the skin and all the excess oil underneath when you're presenting it. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. So you're going to cook it that way. You can do this in the oven or on a grill. And what I do is basically I put a little fresh squeezed orange juice on it, and then I put a little garlic, maybe a little garlic salt, lightly, because I really want to hear taste the flavor of the fish. And I will take some horseradish.
Okay.
I have a little horseradish, and you can either use horseradish powder if you want, or you can use actually grated. Don't use the
squeeze bottle
crap. You know, if you're going to use horseradish, I use Tule Lake because I like Tule Lake products. Their horseradish is great. So you put a little of that, a little thin film of that on there if you want, or you can use a little horseradish powder. Grind up some cashews, chop them up, put some of that on there, and a little green onion just right there, and you can cook it. And I'll put a little more orange on it right at the end, just a little, like that. It's really good. I'll post it.
Okay.
You can have it. It's really, I've skipped over a couple
all right,
of things.
I wasn't taking notes, but
yeah,
we can go to KXL.com and check that out.
Yeah, you can go to Barbecue Nation.
Okay.
Okay, we've got Jesse Henry with us. Jesse is a champion barbecuer, good guy, golfer, all that. I love the stuff we get to talk about off the air when there were a break because he knows what he's talking about. I can tell you that. So it's time for the lightning round. You ready?
I'm ready.
You sure about this?
Let's do it.
Okay, we got to get the music up here. Mission preposterous. Okay, what is your preferred heat source when you're smoking or barbecuing?
Pellets.
Pellets, okay. Marinade or no marinade?
Bang on the meat, both.
Okay. With or without alcohol?
With.
Attaboy. Do you have a favorite cut of meat? We kind of hit that a little earlier. But
brisket.
Brisket, okay. What is the optimum aging time for beef, in your opinion?
45 days.
45 days, there you go. Mine always said about... I said about 3 weeks or a month, didn't I? Something like that, yeah.
Yep.
Anything you can or won't grill besides Jell-O?
No, I think I've thrown pretty much everything on the grill. If you can cook it, I grill it.
Okay. If you were czar of barbecue for 1 week over everybody, what would you decree?
What would I decree of czar barbecue? Do not put sauce on your meat till after it's done.
Attaboy. What does the best day for Jesse Henry contain for activities?
Winning a world championship in barbecue.
Okay. If you had a choice of anybody in the world to cook for you, come to your house, cook for you, who would it be?
Chris Lilly.
Okay. Reason for that?
Because I think he's the best barbecuer out there.
Okay. One thing you wish you had never had eaten?
Fish.
Here we're just talking about salmon. boxers or briefs?
Both.
Both. Okay. Steve Reichlin went, nothing.
Yeah.
He's a commando.
Commando
griller. Last one. Best advice for backyard barbecuers?
The meat's done when it's done. Try not to pull it off too early. And like I said, sauce it afterwards and not before.
Okay, I'm going to add one more question here. What's one thing that really pulls your chain, ticks you off when you see people grilling and you just want to say, don't do that? I mean, besides, you know, the meat's done when it's done, but that made me think of that. I go to people's houses and they're always dinking with something.
Right.
And not leaving anything alone.
Opening the lid and looking at it and pouring your beer on it. Okay, that bothers me.
That bothers you? Why? Because it's a waste of beer?
It's
or?
Both. It's a waste of time. You're letting the heat out, and you're just wasting that good beer.
Now, you're going to be down next weekend, the first, at Sublimity.
Yes.
Because we're going to have the Jimmy on here pretty soon, talking about that, Jimmy James Fisk.
Yeah, we'll load in Friday night, and actually on Saturday I'll be doing a cooking demo at 1:30. So if you're in the area, come on down. It's going to be a great event, and the competition really heats up on Sunday.
I wonder if they'll give us free passes. Is that considered
media? Just, media.
Yeah, media.
Get a media pass for a media pass.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys should do a live show from down there.
We got at it too late. We're going to do it next year.
Yeah. But I think it'd be great. Those guys are doing a really nice job promoting the event. They're doing an awesome job helping out veterans in the area. And we're really proud to sign up and cook that event. You know, being it's the closest event to Portland that we're going to cook this year.
Yeah, you go up into Canada too, don't you?
Yeah, we go Canada, Oregon, Washington, California, Utah, Nevada, Kansas City, Tennessee. If it's there, we'll cook it.
Yeah. So how do you keep your day job at the golf course when you're gone
like
all the time?
I don't sleep. Yeah. So it's a lot of travel. And we got a good crew. So, you know, they pick up the slack, but, you know, hey, they're going hunting in the winter or Hawaii or whatever, and I'm working.
Yeah, I understand. Now, you're the superintendent?
I'm one of the assistants.
One of the assistants, mm-hmm. Okay. And that's where, we'll give them a plug.
It's at Royal Oaks Country Club up in Vancouver, Washington, and Al Nielsen's the superintendent there, and he does a fantastic job.
Okay, Al, we're going to come up and play some golf one of these days. Yeah, that's good. When you travel, I know all the years that I traveled with the horses and stuff, and then as an official when we were done, it wears on you after a while.
Yes.
It really does. I mean, it's kind of fun to do these competitions. It is fun, and there's stuff to be gained by doing them. But I know at the end of the year, come November every year, I was just like, ooh, I was tired.
I exactly know how you feel. I'm there right now because we started the season pretty early. We started in March, so we went to Reno and Las Vegas and Renton and all these places up and down I-5. With the job, I'm pretty tired right now, so we're scaling back. We're actually looking forward to this close event, just being an hour away. So it does wear on you, but you kind of refocus yourself and get re-energized towards the end of the season for the fall push and just have a good time, you know, and try and relax when you're at these things, you know, and not take it so serious towards the end of the season.
What's the coolest thing you've ever won in a competition? I mean, I know they give you trophies and they give you checks and they do that, but sometimes the cool things are the little side deals that they do for you.
Well, it's hard because I think we won a cool trophy. Our very first grand championship was down in Coos Bay at the Mill Casino event down there, and it was a nice myrtle wood a plaque trophy, and that was great. But the most special award that we won and the coolest trophy was the second place in the Jack this last year. It's a little miniature statue of Jack Daniels, and it's pretty awesome. There's not very many of those around.
No, I bet not. That's kind of cool. So where do you want to take this, Jesse? I mean, do you want to keep going? Do you want to win the world title five times and then quit, or what's your goals?
Right now the road's open. Yes, we're heavy in the competition. We're right in the prime of our competition, mode, because we're in our fifth year in. We've learned a lot, and our recipes are honed in, so we're primed to do a lot of winning right now. And so that's kind of where we're focused right now. And then who knows after that, you know, food truck, who knows? There's a lot of people want us to do stuff, but, you know, we enjoy competing and we enjoy doing that for right now.
Yeah, I know. I got into that too. A lot of people would say, would you cater events? And I do once in a while, but that's a whole different deal.
Yeah. And it's totally different cooking. And we do cater, try and cater once a month, just because it helps pay for gas and keeps us on the road. So, you know, so we do that. But our focus is mainly is competition right now.
Good for you. Maybe one of these days they'll have the Jesse Henry World Championship barbecue show, something like that.
There we go.
We're going to take a break. We're going to be back. Jesse's not leaving. He's staying with us. And we're going to bring the Jimmy on, if he's awake, and talk to him about the Sublimity event, kind of the smoking down the highway.
That's going to be so much fun. I really hope people can come out and support it from the community, and you'll just have a blast there. It tastes world championship barbecue. This is really the only place you can do that in the area.
I agree. Let's take a break. We'll be back.
By wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went high.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101.
Here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network, I am JT, along with Court Hitman Johnson, Mr. Jesse Henry in the studio, and on the line with us today from beautiful downtown, wherever he lives, Sublimity or someplace down there, the Jimmy, James Fisk. How are you,
I'm doing well. I'm doing really good. Thank you, Jeff. And yourself?
We're doing great here in the studio. We're having a ball with this thing. So how's the show coming? How's the event coming up? We were just talking about it with Jesse in the last segment. You've got Smoking Down the Highway. It comes up next weekend. It's a big deal. You guys raise a lot of money, or you're going to. You got car shows, concerts, barbecue contests, competitions. Fill us in real quick.
Everything is coming together just in an unbelievable fashion. All the hard work is paying off. All the local community getting together, the volunteers. We just went over the grounds last night with Russ Strohmeyer, who's doing the classic car show. That's just going to be outstanding. We're looking at 14 amateurs, I believe, signed up for the amateur grill off, and we just got a new sponsor who's going to make that huge as far as first and second and third prizes go. And I believe we're sitting at 22 pros for our actual cooking contest. So it just couldn't be coming together any better.
That's great. Jesse, you want to ask him anything?
Well, I just want to say you guys done a great job promoting the event. I know as far as a barbecue cook, we've taken notice in the barbecue community that how hard you're working, and we're happy to support this event. And we're really looking forward to coming down there and cooking. And do you know what exactly the sampling times are for people to come out and try barbecue?
Well, I honestly don't, to be perfectly honest with you. It all depends, I believe, how the cooks are, how they're going and how they're working. I wish I had a better idea of that for you. I know I'd love to see some sampling starting about 11:30 and continue through if that's possible. But I think it depends on what you guys are cooking at that time.
Well, I'll put the word out to make sure so we can get some samples start going early. I know our first turn-in's at 11 for pork, so especially on Sunday, you guys will be people will be able to come out and get pork right away at 11, and then every hour it's going to be a different meat.
Oh gosh, that's going to be wonderful. I don't know how many people have asked me if they're going to be able to sample, and I just smile and say, "Yep."
By the way, we expect some press passes from you. Okay.
Well, hey, I know a guy who can make that happen.
Okay. And I'll bring my own bib for sampling, so I can spill on my shirt and stuff. So
that's the proper way to go.
Absolutely. Now, how has the response been from the general public as far as attendance? It sounds like you've gotten good sponsor response, good participation from guys like Jesse and the professional cooks there and the amateur cooks. The community itself and people in the surrounding areas that might show up, is that going well?
I believe it is. And I think it's like everything else here again. This is our first year and my first time ever doing anything this large. So you still hear a lot of people go, "Really? There's a barbecue contest on the first and second in Sublimity, Oregon?" Yeah. But then there's a lot of other people who have just, they're excited. They're looking forward to it. They've been to several where they haven't been able to sample, and that's a big thing.
Sure.
And having demonstrations, having, be able to sit down with a glass of beer and watch how somebody prepares meat, what the proper way to handle that tri-tip is. People are intrigued about that as well. So I would say it's well. I would say the response has been very well.
Well, good. And we are, we really hope sincerely that it does well, because I like your cause. I like why you're doing this. And we like Jesse, so... I'm putting a good word. I'm putting a good word in here for Jesse. If any of the judges are listening, you can talk to me after the show, whatever. But we will do that.
Jesse, we never had this conversation.
Yeah, except that 50,000 people are going to hear it.
Yeah.
The one last thing, really quick, because we've only got about a minute left. You're going to tell us why they call you the Jimmy.
Long story short, 2010, Florida. I might have had one or two adult beverages. I dropped my car keys underneath a car, and when I bent down to get them, I almost hit my head on the bumper. And I looked up at my friend and said, "Boy, the Jimmy got lucky." And lo and behold, the license plate on that GMC said, "The Jimmy."
Oh, my God. Okay. That's good. That's a little, what do you call it, karma or something there.
Yeah, it's karma, yeah. I didn't hit my head. I found my keys, and I got a new moniker.
All right. Well, good luck with the event. We got to wrap up this show this week. Jesse, good luck down there next week, and thanks for being on. We're going to follow you. We're going to follow you, okay? And
hey, thank you all so much.
You're welcome. Yeah. Hitman, another great job this week. I'm your host, Jeff Tracy. We will be back next week with another edition of Barbecue Nation. Take care, everybody.
Tomorrow's going to be better.